Gina is pretty sure Todd is stepping out. Something he said in the bedroom has her seriously confused. Gina's in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Gina.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing good. What's going on with you? Why do you want to do this today?
Well, I'm worried, I guess, that my man's hooking up with another woman.
Ah.
But the way I found out is a little delicate.
Okay.
So I'm trying to explain this as PG as I can.
Oh, that kind of delicate.
That. Okay.
Very PG, please.
Yeah. So we were on a date the other night. And, like, we don't really have a lot of time for those, you know, these days. So, like, when we have them, I like to make them count, you know. So we had just seen the 50 Shades movie. And I decided to try something new, you know, put a little new move in my routine. And he seemed to enjoy it. But, like, when we're all done, he said how much he loves when I do that. And I've never done that before. So I don't know how he could love it.
Oh, new move in the repertoire, huh?
Yeah. Okay. And, like, I could be overthinking. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I just, like, totally, you know, knocked the socks off by my performance. But, like, I don't know. After he said that, things got weird.
Huh.
Okay. All right.
That's a first. That's a first.
Hey, red flag is a red flag is a red flag, you know?
So you understand how roses works, right?
I do.
Okay, we're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, call him up, offer him the dozen red roses, and then see who he sends them to.
All right.
Hopefully it's you. Be very quiet. Shelly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Todd?
Yeah, this is Todd.
Hi, Todd. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Free flowers?
Yep. Easy as that. Just need to start with the card. You give me a name and we'll go from there.
All right. Send them to Jessica.
All right, and what would you like that card to say to Jessica?
Let's go with, something came up the other night, and you popped into my mind. Love to catch up.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So that's the girl who you did all that stuff with? Like, you like her, like, that stuff that you like so much. You did that with somebody else? Are you totally kidding me? Like, seriously? So this girl ended up putting a finger.
Whoa, hey!
Stop. Hold up, please. Don't go any further. Let's... Todd?
What is happening here?
Hey,
well,
Todd.
We know a little too much about you, first of all.
This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're on the radio right now, something we call War of the Roses. That's Gina.
Yeah. You know, Gina, you remember who she is, right?
What?
What do you mean, what? I think the question is who. Like, who is Jessica, and why did she pop into your head the other night? Is that why you said that you love when I do that to you? And I've never done that to you before, you
I'm so confused.
Okay, Todd, we're on the radio, and that's Gina, and you're sending flowers to a different woman. There's nothing confusing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing confusing about the fact that you're a liar. Nothing?
Oh,
you've got nothing? Great, okay. Well, you're a liar, and now you're a cheater, and you can kiss my Bye-bye.
Okay.
Still there, Todd?
Todd, are you there?
Oh, my God. I'm so
Yeah, apparently.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
This is why we never try new stuff at home.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.